This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi swept to a huge election victory on Thursday. Reuters' Francesca Lana has more.
While the last of some 600 million votes were still being counted, India's foreign minister congratulated Modi on his massive victory. In response, Modi promised to build a strong and inclusive nation in his second term as prime minister. Seeing no need to wait until the count's conclusion, these supporters of Modi's Hindu nationalist BJP party took to the streets to celebrate on Thursday morning. A BJP win would spell the first back-to-back majority for a single party since 1984.
That was Reuters' Francesca Lana reporting. Top Pentagon officials are briefing the president with a wide range of options in response to rising tensions with Iran. U.S. officials say that includes possibly sending thousands more troops to the Middle East. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, and Acting Secretary of Defense Pat Shanahan are among the briefers at the White House Thursday afternoon. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb says it's not clear what Shanahan might say about the meeting, if anything.
For the most part, the Pentagon has been silent. And officials tell me that the Pentagon is trying to be silent because they don't want to get ahead of any decisions that the president makes. None of this is official. These are all options. This is a planning building. They plan for pretty much everything. And as you pointed out, it would be very different for the president to talk about reducing the number of U.S. troops in the region, particularly in Syria. He removed troops earlier and then all of a sudden wanting to add more. So we really have to just wait and see how this meeting goes.
More on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. An American man convicted